Hi, welcome to this Samsung Galaxy Watch demo. And in this demo, I want to show you how to turn on Direct Access, which then allows you to use two fingers to triple tap to toggle Voice Assistant on or off. And I will let you know up front that this command, of course, overwrites the two finger triple tap that you would use to check the time, your battery status, and your service information. So if you don't want to use it, then don't turn on Direct Access. You can use the status fine with the two-finger triple tap, or you can use the two-finger triple tap to toggle Voice Assistant on or off. And by the way, and I haven't verified this, but I'm sure it's correct, when you first set up the Galaxy Watch for the first time, as I did, and I did comment at the time, it was a bit sad that you couldn't turn on Voice Assistant. Apparently, with this same command during the setup process, so two fingers three times, you can enable Voice Assistant. All right, so with that bit of info out of the way, let me go and show you how to turn on the Direct Access to toggle Voice Assistant on or off. So I'm going to press the home button to wake up my Galaxy Watch here. And I'm going to press home again.
Apps, rotate bezel to navigate apps.
Okay,
page 1 of 3.
And this is my recent app, so if I flick to the right.
Settings.
Last thing I used was settings, so double tap on that.
Settings.
Now Direct Access is under accessibility, so I'm just going to flick through on the screen here, flick to the right.
Settings. Watch faces, watch, sound and vibration, display, brightness, advanced, do not, connections, Bluetooth, apps, app order, permission, security, lock, account, Samsung account. Accessibility, vision, hearing, text to speech.
That's the one. Double tap on that.
Accessibility.
And let me one finger flick to the right down to Direct Access.
Accessibility. Vision. Hearing. Text to speech. Direct Access off.
Okay, double tap on Direct Access.
Direct Access.
And flick to the right.
Direct Access. Direct Access switch off.
Okay, now before I turn it on, let me just show you the two finger triple tap. So two fingers three times, 1, 2, 3.
Current time, 0:19 p.m. 19% battery. Signal strength, 0. Service type, unknown.
Yep, that's because I don't have my Galaxy Watch set up for mobile, etc. So double tap on to turn Direct Access on.
Turn on Direct Access. This gives you quick access to a range of accessibility settings and functions when you triple tap the screen with two fingers.
Finger to the right.
Turn on Direct Access. This gives cancel button. Okay button. Direct Access.
And flicking to the right.
Direct Access. Direct Access switch on.
So it's now on.
Settings header. Accessibility switch off. Voice Assistant, switch on.
Okay, so previously I've already had that turned on. If I double tapped on it, turns it off. If I flick off,
dark screen,
back
switch
on again.
Off. Voice Assistant, switch off.
So double tap, turn back on again.
Dark screen, switch off. Voice Assistant, switch on.
Okay, so it's definitely on. And the other ones you've got besides the accessibility option up the top is Voice Assistant, flicking to the right.
Dark screen,
you had
switch
it, so
off.
Dark screen before.
Grayscale, switch off.
Grayscale.
Negative colors, switch off.
Negative colors. And we've cycled around.
Direct Access.
Back to the top of the screen. Alright, so I'm going to press the home button to keep things nice and tidy.
It is 1:11 p.m.
Okay, and I'm going to do two fingers three times. So two fingers, 1, 2, 3.
Current time.
So it tries to do the current time. And in the process, it's also turning the Voice Assistant off. So I'm pretty sure Samsung hasn't made it so that if you've turned Voice Assistant on, for example, maybe you might want to do two fingers four times to check the status. I'm going to turn it back on again, Voice Assistant. So two fingers three times, 1, 2, 3.
Voice Assistant on.
And if I touch my screen.
It is 1:12 p.m.
I'm back at the watch face. So I'll do it one more time. So two fingers three times. 1, 2, 3.
Current.
And if I touch my screen, of course nothing's talking. So two fingers three times again to turn Voice Assistant back on again.
voice assistant on.
So again, to turn Direct Access on, you need to go into Settings, Accessibility, Direct Access, turn Direct Access on, choose what you want to turn on via Direct Access. In this case, I did Voice Assistant. And then your two fingers triple tap will then toggle on and off that single feature if you've chosen a single feature. And remembering that if you are using the Voice Assistant, the two finger triple tap will overwrite the time, battery, and service status command. But anyway, that will do me for this demonstration. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.